Now we come to a third group here, and they are widows. First was to the elders, the officers, the older man, then his relation to the younger man, and then his relationship to the older women, and his relationship to the younger women. Now, to another group, honor widows that are widows indeed. Now, this word honor here is a very interesting word. In the Greek, it's the same word we get our word honorarium from. And it has in it the thought, actually, of value being attached to something. We call today, we have a special speaker, and I'm in that position now, not being a pastor. I will sometimes get a check from a church, and it will say on it, honorarium for speaking on a Sunday or in a week's services. It's considered an honorarium. In other words, they're attaching a value to what you've done. Now, apparently, the early church took care of widows, and they were very careful about this. You remember, this was a question that came up at the very beginning and in the sixth chapter of Acts. You remember the Greeks, they were the Jews that had come in from the outside. They were not those raised right there in Israel. And as a result, why, these Greeks felt like their widows were neglected. They were not given as much as the others were or helped as much. And it raised the question. The apostles immediately removed themselves from the problem and said, you will have to appoint men. Now the instruction is being given how this is to be done. Honor widows that are widows indeed, that are really widows. You investigate. And if there's one thing that is practical in the Word of God, it's this matter of the practicality of using a whole lot of good common sense and not be moved by sentimentality. We were reluctant to help a man. We'd read his letter from way down in the Caribbean. Now, he may be in real need, but I don't know that. And we did not want to begin something that could actually become sort of a racket. And as a result, others have wanted to get assistance too. And there are a lot of people out today, friends, knowing Christians are tender-hearted, that have got their hand out, and you have to be careful. Now, the early church took care of widows, but they didn't do this in some haphazard, sentimental sort of a way filled with emotion. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Let the deacons make an investigation and see if these are truly widows, if there's truly a need there, and how much is the need there. And personally, I think that this is an area in which not only conservative churches, but liberal churches have erred in today. Now, they are great at giving money to help the boys that ran off to Canada, the liberal churches, but I haven't seen many of them making very much of taking care of the widows in their midst. And conservative churches don't do too much in that line, but many of them do. And it's always a sweet spirit when you see that they're doing that. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Now he's going into this in a certain amount of detail. But if any widow have children or nephews, and nephews, here's grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now, in the investigation, does this widow in the church, does she have children? Why aren't they supporting her? Does she have grandchildren then? If she has no children, that is, the children probably are dead or moved away. What about the grandchildren? They have a responsibility. Now, this was God's method. And I think it still is God's method. Let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. In the investigation, this is one of the things you'd find out, you see.